This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Is the society ready for brain transplant? A big question to be answered yet. In spite of the incredible growth in medical sciences leading to rapid gains in life expectancy. Hello lovely people out there, this is Nidhi and I welcome you all to another interesting podcast on the extensive platform of Biotechnica. And today we will try to figure out whether our society is really ready for the brain transplant. So people, run your imagination now and think, won't it be a scientific miracle to allocate life to a diseased or lifeless body by transplanting a healthy brain from a donor? Yeah, but unfortunately, it is not that simple, my friends. There are numerous setbacks to this creative life-saving innovation. Besides medical technicality associated, ethical issues cannot be ignored at all. Before taking our journey ahead, let us first understand what are the complexities associated with head body transplant, which involves stitching someone's head onto another person's body, just like many of you might have done in your childhood. Remember getting our dolls and toys operated by stitching their broken necks? But hold on people, here we are talking about ailing lives, which may end up soon or might remain affected with dreadful paralytic conditions for the rest of life. Transposing a journalist's head in her pet's body might have left the audience into humor and laughter in the Tim Burton directed American comic science movie Mars Attacks. But unfortunately, this dream still stands far beyond reality. All the scientists who have worked to make this trance turned into reality became unsuccessful all through. This arises the need to thoroughly understand all the issues associated with brain transplantation. To start with, viability of brain after removal from donor is the prime concern. Today, surgeons are engaged in doing liver, lungs, kidneys, heart, forearms, and even worm transplantation. You all will agree me on that. For any transplant to be successful, let it is of kidney, heart, or liver, keeping the organ viable until it is transplanted into recipient's body is the most crucial part. Right? This is done by keeping them chilled in preservation solution, as reducing the temperature cuts off the energy requirement by the organ to stay alive. How efficiently a medical practitioner can do it will determine the graft function. Storage times are less than 6 hours for a heart, less than 12 hours for a pancreas, and nearly 30 hours or less for a kidney. The ability to freeze brain and to then thaw it without causing damage to it sounds revolutionary in terms of our chances to save lives. But again, it is not a child's play at all. I'm sure there is no need to mention that head being the most complex amongst body organs is not an isolated part which could be dispensed separately. It is responsible for every action, memory, feeling, emotion, and experience related to a life. Billions of nerve cells or neurons connecting brain to the whole body account for its intricacy in terms of keeping it alive before the transplant. Every second of a human life is reliant on the millions of new connections made by the brain. This similarity between two brains, personality, memory, and even habits are also explicable due to these forming and deforming connections. The unique interface between a brain and a body makes it even easier to apprehend the complications with viability of such an imperative organ outside the human body. dropping of blood pressure and oxygen at the very moment brain is taken out of the donor's body is accountable for shoving brain into coma, death following soon. Before jumping to second limitation, my friends, involved in the brain transplant, I think we should take a break from the main context, as you need to know about the Italian neurosurgeon Sergio Canavero, whose renowned name and heart transplantation set a very good example of two peas in a pod. Born in 1964 in Turin, Italy, and a medical graduate from University of Turin, where later he served as a neurosurgeon for a period of 22 years. It appears he has adopted the head transplantation project as the earnest goal of his life, to which he has assigned the name Project Heaven, Head Anastomosis Venture. Quite an interesting name, isn't it? Yeah, actually, if this project could ever be accomplished in the future, Heaven be probably the best name. Coming back, second hurdle to brain transplant is spinal cord fusion, to which Mr. Canavero claims to have some solution. Spinal cord fusion procedure is an immense puzzle to be cracked. Now we all know that the brain and spinal cord together make up the central nervous system, where spinal cord acts as a connection between the brain and peripheral nervous system. The spinal cord runs from the base of the skull to the body of the first lumbar vertebra and is continuous with the caudal portion of the medulla in brain. Various evidences have been provided by Mr. Sergio Canavero that there are two sets of fiber tracks from the brain to the spinal cord, responsible for regulating voluntary functions. The first system is a multisynaptic pathway from the brain to the spinal cord, consisting of short segments from the brain cortex to the spinal cord. And the second one is long fiber tract called the pyramidal tract, a faster conducting system consisting of long, fast signal transmitting neurons connecting the brain cortex nerve cells to the spinal cord nerve cells. Nerve fibers building up the spinal cord, which are called as spaghetti by Mr. Sergio Canavero, would remain the leading riddle in this venture of human brain transplant, as they will certainly get twisted or distorted while fusing post-head transplantation, which may lead to paralytic conditions in recipients. Neutralizing the attack of immune response is another hurdle for the brain transplantation. Immune rejection is one of the copious obstacles to brain transplant. We are aware of the fact that during any organ transplant, immune system of the recipient detects the antigens on the foreign organ, starts matching it with those present on non-foreign organ. Finding it incompatible, it initiates the response and launches attacks on the new transplanted organ, eventually resulting in transplant rejection. The role of immunosuppressing drugs given to the recipients is to counter the rejection. But again, brain being the most complicated organ has the maximum chances to confront rejection, which may be acute, occurring soon after the transplant, or chronic, taking place over years, damaging the most crucial organ throughout. In both the conditions, consequences will be absolutely fatal. Coming to fourth reason, which is clot doesn't provide ample time to complete the surgery. The whole process needs to be accomplished with high speed, so as to prevent the recipient body from cardiac arrest. Mr. Canavero suggests that less than an hour should be taken in all, which includes detaching head from both donor and recipient body, cooling the recipient body to 10 to 15 degrees Celsius, reconnecting the spinal cord and blood vessels of the head of one cadaver with those of recipient's body, thus restoring the brain motor function. The reattachment of the head body, arteries, muscles, trachea, gastrointestinal tract, all of these complicated procedures in less than an hour. Yes, my friends, less than an hour seems almost near to impossible, isn't it? Another factor is cost, which can't be put on hold. Unquestionably, the cost for such a challenging venture would also be a concern too. Mr. Canavero, who claims to achieve head transplantation soon, has estimated the cost of surgery to near about $13 million, for which he asks the billionaires all across the world to extend their arm of support. Last but not the least hurdle is ethical belief, which can't be ignored. Some very crucial ethical aspects need to be addressed before moving ahead with this superlative idea of brain transplant. Many bioethicists, scientists, and even doctors across the globe have come forward and stated this idea of brain transplant as rotten and worthless, describing Mr. Sergio Canavero's claims as totally crazy, unfeasible, and evidence-less. Starting off, these experiments need animal trials, and even though Canavero has claimed to perform a head transplant in monkeys, ethical laws forbid exhibiting these cruelty acts on animals until you can prove the benefits over risks with some accountable evidence. Brain transplant has to accomplish a long journey from hooking up the foreign brain to recover the cognitive abilities. Even if we suppose head transplant becomes successful somewhere in the future, a question on acceptance of foreign head cannot be answered by potency and efficacy of the immunosuppressive drugs only. Further, synchronization between human body and brain is explanation to cognitive behavior in humans. So, will the body be able to relate to the new brain? And will the brain be able to eradicate the memories of the former body? Are the ethical insights which cannot be ignored. Confrontation between both may lead to a state of physiological ambiguity, absurdity, and finally death. Till date, circumstances do not favor human brain transplant to happen in near future. Nevertheless, head or brain transplant show glimpses of extending life a little more. The risks involved, ethics concerns, and the high cost thrusts the prospects of this surgery decades off. So guys, I wrap up here, and I'm sure I have been able to illuminate the entire fundamentals related to brain transplant. Don't forget to post your opinions. Is our society really ready for brain transplant? Wait for another interesting podcast from Biotechnica. See you guys. Bye.